Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Hello and welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Mine's broken already.
Hi. With Nia,
and
Patton
Natalie.
And Natalie again. So today on our podcast about skincare, we are talking about sensitive skin.
Yes.
Yeah. So sensitive skin isn't something that you have, is it?
Sorry about that sound. That was a falling cat.
Flipping bloody cat. Piss off. He's obsessed with us.
Poor cat. I don't have sensitive skin, but I have sensitised skin.
Oh, now at the
grass
moment.
Grass our retinol.
You look a little bit pinker than normal.
Oh, it's because I woke up and I fell asleep by a fireplace.
What?
My house.
Oh my God.
Hayden, when you are really red.
The melasma Facebook group would be screaming at you.
They would be. Just one side of my face. It's an experiment just to see, does heat really make it worse? Natalie finds out.
Oh no.
Natalie investigates.
Natalie accidentally experiments.
But also my face is red. Why? I've moved up a strength on the tretinoin that I'm using to treat hyperpigmentation / melasma.
Yeah.
And weirdly, it's sort of, I'll do it 3 nights on the trot, no problem. Mm. Fourth night, the next day I'll just have a burning face for days afterwards.
Yeah.
So really at the moment I'm using it max 4 times a week.
Yeah. You don't need to use it any more than that.
Well, yeah, but it tells me that I should do that. So I just don't know.
No. No, I find tretinoin really hard.
It is really difficult.
Yeah.
And also, because tretinoin 0.025% was a doddle.
Yeah, so now you're on 0.5. No,
0.05.
0.05, yeah.
Yeah. And it, you know what? That extra strength is really...
It's killing you.
It is killing me. And I'm just thinking, in a way, I really enjoy that heat, you know? Bit of a masochist, because I'm feeling it's doing something. But then I just think it ruins my face for putting anything else on, because
I
just can't put anything... You can't put anything on it.
No, my face goes, like, really flaky. Like...
Right.
Like, I wake up in the morning, look normal, and then, like, after an hour... If I got makeup on, it's just settled into like a crust on my face.
Yeah.
Like, what the bloody hell do I look like now?
It's always a weird patch.
Yeah.
As well.
No, it's
mine,
all of my face.
Oh, is it? Like, mine is this space between my eyes.
And I can literally rub my forehead and skin just peels off and sheets.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah. That's bonkers. Mine's more like just, well, you know, when you've put foundation on a badly moisturised face.
Yeah.
And you think, I haven't unmoisturised. My face
should be there.
It should be there, but my face is just angry. Mm. Plus, also, I had a moustache wax on Friday night and my face is still pretty.
You're not meant to have your waxing if you're on retinoids. You can take the skin clean off.
Well, I don't put it anywhere near my, below my nose.
Okay.
So the
it
retinol...
It should be fine. Yeah,
well, I even told her that.
Because
they always... In fact, she said, are you taking Roaccutane or Accutane? I said, no, but I am taking tretinoin.
But just above my...
She made me promise. It was above my nose area. And even retinol.
Yeah.
I don't put that anywhere but the top half of my face.
Okay. It's just for your pigmentation.
Yeah, and crow's feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mouth area doesn't bother me. I haven't got a wrinkly mouth.
No.
Which is funny considering I smoked for such a long ass time.
Did you smoke properly then?
Yeah, like properly. Especially when I lived in France. I mean, I was on the gitans.
Oh my God.
I was on
20... They're really strong,
no,
those
not
French
really gitans.
Cigarettes.
They were just... I was on ma brulette.
Ma brulette.
But 20 a day, definitely.
Gee whiz.
I was a 20
that's
a day
good,
girl.
That's a good amount.
For a bit. And then just became a flaky smoker. Like a only smoke when I drink type.
Yeah.
You know? What about you?
I used to smoke secretly.
Did you?
Yeah, like in the car. Just in the car, nowhere else. And when I was drinking with other smokers.
Yeah.
And that was it, really.
A car smoker?
Yeah,
that's
like, or immediately after I'd gone for a run.
Oh, yeah. No, but it feels
that's
great.
The best.
It does feel great.
It's so naughty. I'm like,
it is really naughty. I don't know. Sorry, the cat's bum was really.
It's okay.
The mic is there.
Yeah,
okay.
We're fine.
I was just thinking, can you imagine if a cat has just muffled the sound at the bottom, acting like a microphone?
Being such a dickhead.
That's funny. Smoked. Yeah, you're smoking after a run. No, I'm with you there.
When your lungs are right open.
Yeah.
You feel a bit sick.
I feel a bit sick and really high.
Yeah.
So anyway, our skin is not as bad as it should be, given that
we've done to yeah. ourselves.
Absolutely.
On the years. Yeah, no. I don't have sensitive skin, I didn't think, really. But reading more about it, I'm like, yes, some of the things that are meant to be bad for sensitive skin do irritate me a little bit.
Okay.
So...
But, I mean, does it not follow that your skin would just... be more sensitized after as you get older anyway, and B, I think when you start really investing in skincare, like my skin is megally sensitized,
yeah,
but in a good way.
It doesn't sound very good.
No, it doesn't, does it?
No.
but I think if you're using retinoids, your skin is sensitized.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And then you kind of do have to be careful what you put on afterwards.
Yeah, it is like...
I would slap any old shite on my face in the olden days.
Yeah. Well, I used to just be really spotty. I've managed to get it all under control now. There's not a single one anywhere.
Did you have the beard of spots then?
Is it
literally ear to ear?
It's just like any given area of my face, but mainly around my chin and cheeks.
Yeah.
When I was... Yeah, before I got my... Because I was on retinoids for my acne, which were controlling them, and then I had to come off them because I got pregnant. So I didn't know what I was doing. I was just trying different things. And the 20% azelaic acid sorted it out now. So it's good.
Another reason to love it. I love the acid.
Yeah, I know.
It's just brill.
Thanks.
In fact, I haven't...
It does everything.
Yeah, I haven't used it for ages. A lot of
it's
people
anti-aging
don't like...
and anti-pigmentation.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like the Ordinaries one because it's silicone-based, sort of
silicone-y,
right?
Yeah, well, that didn't seem to be cutting it. That didn't seem to be helping.
But how much percentage is it, though?
10.
Yeah, there we are.
20.
So where'd you get...
I'm getting it on eBay at the moment. I should probably try and get an appointment with my doctor, but apparently it's out of stock in Britain.
Is it? Where do you get it from then? Where does it get shipped from?
I got a Russian tube of it off eBay, and now I have... I don't know. I don't know where it's from.
I don't know what your cat's doing, but his
back... Do you know? He's just hot and just getting on my nerves all the time.
It's really strange. Quite skittish. And speaking of retinols and retinoids, a really good Instagram page that I follow, and I've now forgotten who it is. They do pictures. They always write pictures of what chemicals they're talking about. And they did one on retinoids, and it was really great. And they did a post which was saying, getting to the bottom of... what is 1% retinol. So they used GOW, GAO, and Inculist. And basically both of them are bullshite.
It's a 0.1% probably, yeah.
Yeah, well, I think because it was Retistar. So
Retistar?
It was like a TM, so it's
so it's like a proprietary preparation. And that's what the hydroquinolone... retinoid is, the one that's in the granactive retinoid.
The ordinary,
That's not going to be 5%. It'll be 0.5.
Yeah.
0.05. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what every... That's what it is. That's what you expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not telling any lies.
No.
Whereas...
Well, it is a lie, I suppose, but... Yeah.
Why? Because it's saying 5% granactive retinoid?
Yeah, it's not 5% of the entire formulation.
Yeah.
It's like a 5%... of the preparation that it was in when it was added, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not as strong as it makes out. But
whereas I think...
I don't think anything is
going
to be 5%.
Okay, but the 1% retinol in squalene by the ordinary is exactly that.
I think that is it.
Whereas I think they were taking a brand like the Inculist to task for apparently breaking through the bullshit of the beauty language and giving it to you straight. Where actually they're 1%, they say 1% pure retinol somewhere is anything bad. I think it was like, I can't remember, 0.05 or something, something ridiculous. So,
That's irritating, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be.
No, exactly. That's the thing. You go, this is weird. This retinoid is
irritating me. Yeah, not having at all any effects. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. And then it made me think, oh, no, please don't say that Ishtar Skin Light is 2.5% retinol.
Probably not,
light.
Surely.
I don't think so. They didn't name check them. They name check whoever this really great Instagram account is. It's obviously written
by... It's not Estee Laundry.
It's not Estee Laundry, no. It's really good.
Or Lab Muffin.
It was a sponsored post. It wasn't Lab Muffin either. Index something. I'll find it out and let you listeners know anyway. But it's really, really useful to, you know, get into the bottom of beauty jargon, which it just annoyed me about the Inkey List, I think, because that's their strap line.
Mm. Yeah.
Sort of giving it to you straight. No bollocks. Yeah. So if you want to use a...
Because you're on the Facebook group now, so you can join
in.
I am.
John Candy's on the
picture
Facebook
of John Candy. I love John Candy.
I saw the picture and it just moved me.
He's holding a Cabbage Patch doll.
It's because he's Canadian, so he's holding a hockey puck and a Cabbage Patch doll.
Okay, I didn't see the puck.
I'm guessing Cabbage Patch dolls
were a Canadian thing. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How would we know that? Anyway?
Yeah, let's talk about sensitive skin.
So, sensitive skin is a particular condition defined by the sufferers reporting symptoms of stinging, burning, tingling, and pain, and it overlaps with eczema. So I didn't really know what sensitive skin meant. I just thought it meant you were allergic to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently it's a specific dermatological term.
Okay.
So, they've got a particular sort of skin setup whereby they are... Their skin is literally irritated by certain chemicals.
Okay.
So that.
Yes, I thought it was a blanket term to mean that you go red when something's going on your skin.
Yeah. I thought it was the same.
It's a bit more scientific.
I thought it was the same as eczema and I was a bit confused, but it's not exactly the same.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's quite prevalent in Europe. So up to 39% of the population in Europe has sensitive skin, but not anywhere else.
Is it because we're really white yet we're so obsessed with tanning?
Maybe, yeah, because it's related to UV and there isn't that, you know, as much UV radiation as
Northern Europe Africa. Doesn't get as much vitamin D as probably the rest of the world.
So
it ties in with that anyway.
So it's more common in females with fair skin. It's worse in the summertime, worsened by UV radiation. Also worsened by heat, cold, wind, cosmetics, diet, alcohol, stress, hormones. I've written hormones twice. I don't know why.
You've just listed British...
British people.
British traits.
They're just drunk. They like to be on a sunbed and it's cold and windy and they're stressed.
Hormonal.
Yeah. Sensitive skin is not connected to the bacteria living in the skin, the biome.
Okay.
So it's not like they've got an infection or anything like that.
Okay.
Whereas eczema and atopic dermatitis can be.
All right.
Atopic dermatitis sufferers have more Staph aureus in the skin. And that's what, remember I was talking about bleach baths? That could be effective for eczema.
Okay.
That was in our eczema podcast, which is an excellent listen. Apparently there's 1 billion organisms on our skin per square centimetre.
Gross.
Yeah. It's loads, isn't it?
Mm.
What are they doing?
Just hanging out.
Eating skin. Science.
Oh, cool. Science.
It looks like people with sensitive skin have more hyperactive nerve fibres in their skin than other people. They have more transient receptor potential channels. TRP channels. This makes the skin in sensitive skin sufferers they're more likely to be triggered to discomfort by certain things.
Okay.
So there's different sorts of TRP receptors. So the receptors can be activated by capsaicin. I don't know how you say that. It's like chili. Something called 4-bol. Which we're not likely to come across in our daily lives. It's I don't know what it is. 4-bol. Esters, heat, UV radiation.
Mm-hmm.
So esters are quite common in skincare.
Mm-hmm.
It's anything ending in 8. So isopropyl myristate, isopropyl palmitate, glyceryl stearate are esters that you might find in skincare that are not going to be great for sensitive skin.
Okay.
And the TRP3 channels, these particular sort of nerve endings that are in your skin, that sensitive skin people have a lot of. So TRP3 is activated by warm camphor, which is a natural extract from the Cinnamomum camphora tree. And it's meant to help with itching, and it can actually just make your skin sensitive. So,
have you is camphor in sort in, of like Vaseline-y type products?
It's in, what's that lip balm?
Oh, like chapstick type.
Yeah, but it tastes quite lush. Sort of, yeah, mentally and stingy, it's burny.
Oh,
what's it called? Oh, the one in the yellow tube.
Yeah, Carmex.
Carmex, yeah. Yeah, that's got camphor in it.
Yeah, it did remind me of a sort of like gel, like, you know, Vaseline-y type.
Yeah, it's probably got just Vaseline and camphor.
Right.
And the TRP4 channels are triggered by heat, mechanical stress, and hypoosmotic stress.
Okay.
So that means sort of if your skin's been immersed in water for a time, that can cause irritation. So these nerve receptors have a role in sensing pain, itching, warmth, and they release neuropeptides. And stimulation of these receptors can actually cause the release of these neuropeptides, which will damage the skin and its barrier.
Okay.
And then the disturbed barrier allows the irritating allergenic chemicals into your skin and creates havoc.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that is what the situation is in people with sensitive skin. So they've got these nerve, like more nerve fibres of these particular sort than other people, and so they get stimulated by lots of different things, heat, chemicals, and then they produce substances like neuropeptides that start actually damaging the skin, and then you're more likely to get allergic reactions because your skin is not producing its barrier properly.
Okay.
Yeah. So UV radiation is particularly bad for its sensitizing effect in sensitive skin, which is not a surprise because UV radiation is terrible in general. Yeah, so, and then you'd need to sort of find out how to stop your skin from reacting. So trying to avoid the sun is a big thing, and using only gentle, non-irritating cosmetics. Possibly supplementing with a, what's the word? Probiotic.
Okay.
Prebiotic, whatever. There's a particular prebiotic called Lactobacillus paracasei.
Okay.
Which is meant to be effective in the study I read. So this study that I'm reading out, I'm not reading out word for word, it was written by the authors are called L. Misery, K. Loser, and S. Stander, and it was written in 2016.
Do you think these are nom de plume? Because
no, that's their names, Misery and Loser.
Cool.
Yeah, weird.
Maybe they just
it?
Found each other on the first day of like
you've got the
school,
best name.
And they
What's
were like,
your
"Do
name?
You want to be mates?" Yeah, everyone's making fun of me. Everyone's making fun of me too.
Yeah,
let's be friends.
Let's go and research.
Yeah.
Sensitive skin.
Okay.
Together.
Well, so, yeah, that kind of sucks, but you can take a prebiotic that would help. Because I was going to say, if you've got sensitive skin and you can't use a lot of products with the ending in eight,
yeah,
that precludes, like, a lot of cosmetics, right?
Yeah.
So what do we do?
So, I've written out a big, huge, long list of things that can cause issues, and I'm going to write them down and put them in the files in the Facebook group, because you know you're not going to remember all this or be able to write it down. So possible triggers, things to avoid, things that are known to sensitize sensitive skin.
Okay.
Benzoic acid, cinnamic acid, so anything related to cinnamon.
Okay.
That can make things worse. Non-ionic emulsifiers, so things that are in cleansers. This list is so long and boring. I couldn't even write it down. I kept falling asleep.
Okay.
Ethoxylates, carboxylic esters, non-oxynols, cocamide dye and monoethanolamine, poloxamers, glycerol, why would anyone want to listen to me saying this?
These
out
just
loud?
Like, sound like tribes of baddies in a Star Wars film, don't they? They could just be totally made up.
I know, tween 20, 40, 60, and 80. Okay, whatever. Making it up.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, so you'll just put those down on the Facebook files and people can just research at their leisure.
This might be useful to somebody.
Well, it's going to be useful to plenty of people who are probably thinking, what is it I've cut out? It must be the worst. If you suffer from sensitive skin, I can only imagine having some well-meaning dickhead go, have you tried cutting out dairy? And you're like,
I couldn't.
So
the suggestions, when I put on my Facebook, on my Instagram about... my acne was out of control and pregnant. I was pregnant, but I don't think I put it down at that point because it was quite early on. So I was like, oh, my acne's getting me down. And then I had like a lot of suggestions and people saying, yeah, you need to cut this out and start doing this and this and this. And, you know, drinking celery juice in the morning. And
oh, which leads me seamlessly onto Ian Marber's Nutribollocks. Have you heard of this guy?
No.
He is so great. I think it was... maybe on Carolyn Hirons' page you put me onto him, but I think he's a nutritionist.
Yeah.
Obviously really, really knows his stuff, been in the industry for a long time. Mm-hmm. And what part of what makes his Instagram page so heavily sought after now, or traffic is directed towards now, is that he has a Friday Nutribollocks and he does a poll saying, you know, what should I do for my Nutribollocks? And the last one he did was celery juice. And it's amazing. So he said, I will do one about celery juice.
Yeah.
So he goes on and snapshots loads of influencers and inverted commas and loads of Instagram
fitness models.
Is it
called the medical medium?
And celery juice is just one in a long, long line of absolute. So if you can follow, I think it's Ian Marber, I'll find out.
Yeah.
But the Nutribollocks page
is very, very good.
And, you know, this man, I do trust where he's coming from.
It's hard, isn't it, to know?
It is really hard to know.
The medical medium guy, it looked like a load of rubbish to me. And then I tried to look for a study on celery, raw celery, and there are studies on the beneficial effects of raw celery. And I'm like, oh,
great.
Well, maybe there
but
is
But eat
proof.
Celery then. Just why do you have to make it into a juice?
Apparently it releases the salts. There's a particular salt. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. It wouldn't hurt you to drink raw celery juice. Why not do it? Give it a go.
Sure,
whatever.
Sure.
But the bottom line is I can't be bothered. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to wash a machine.
So
I haven't got the energy.
It is Ian Marber. And he is a nutrition expert. And this week's Nutribollocks was foods that steal your beauty versus expensive foods and diseases that can be cured by them. So, then people just took a vote on what they wanted him to expose. So,
that sounds really
interesting. Hit up Ian Marber, he's really great. But yeah, I mean, celery juice, that must be something that's
I just can't be asked to make it.
Like you said, it's not going to be bad for you.
No,
it's not going to do anything bad.
Be
but can you imagine how many celeries you'd have to blend to make a pint of juice?
And how much fibre is going to come off it, and it's all going to be wrapped around a blade that you're going to have to clean off.
That's the bit that would really bother me.
Yeah.
Have you ever actually blended celery in a smoothie? It's
I'm
such
not
a
gonna
pain
do it.
In the bum.
Never going to do that.
Yeah, it's a real pain.
I don't know.
Anyway,
no.
I think when people advise to give up dairy, it does come from a well-meaning place.
There's no harm in eating, in giving up eating
absolutely.
Dairy.
Absolutely, I'm
good thing
really
to do.
For it, because obviously it has hormones in it, so hormones probably aren't going to help. But it's a bit of a catch-all, yes, that is the evil, you must cut this one out now.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's helped thousands, nay, millions of people.
Yeah.
But it's not you don't have acne because you eat dairy.
No, I did give up dairy and it didn't do anything. And I was like, well, that was, But that's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Lots of things aren't going to happen.
Yeah.
So, it just makes me feel frustrated.
It is frustrating.
Yeah. So on with the list of things. Sodium lauryl and lauryl sulfate.
Okay.
So
everything.
So yeah, so surfactants, you know, the stuff that's in cleansers that makes them clean, are very likely to cause problems.
Mm-hmm.
There's a substance called Bronopol. Lactic acid, AHAs, salicylic acid, and willow bark extract. They may well flare up your sensitivity, and lactic acid apparently is the test to see whether if your skin stings when you put lactic acid on. Apparently that's a sign of sensitivity.
I mean, lactic acid kind of does sting
a little bit.
Skin.
Yeah,
the 10% I've used.
Yeah, I don't know what percentage they're using.
Kind of stinging.
Maybe there's a bit of sting, and then there's sensitive skin, like, right. Ow, this really, really hurts.
Speaking of which, I need to put in a huge beauty order because lactic acid, I was thinking, I need to get back on
Probably
that.
Probably the Deciem website's playing up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'll go on Cult Beauty.
Yeah, yeah. Urea, apparently. Sorbic acid.
Okay.
I think that's a preservative. Something called dimethyl sulfoxide. Cinnamaldehyde. Chemical sunscreens are hugely irritating. And
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's a really depressing list, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, yeah. So you're meant to shield yourself from sunlight, but chemical sunscreens, quite a lot of the chemical sunscreens may well break you out, cause redness and pain. So how are you meant to disguise yourself from the sun? So.
Oh, you're meant to put the chalky mess.
White cream on your face.
It's zinc oxide.
I bought some new sunscreen that got delivered today, actually. I'll pause in a minute and
was it the one that I told you about?
No.
There's that one on Cult Beauty that is a mineral sunscreen that looked lovely and pretty cheap.
What was it called?
It had an N-I in it.
A weird name. No.
N-I-N-I-Z. I can't remember. I'll find it out.
No, I didn't order that one. I ordered one called Think Baby, which is... I ordered because
is that Korean?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't know where it's from.
Okay.
It's got 20% zinc oxide.
Okay.
And the reviewers said it's not too white.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, that sounds good. Because 20% zinc oxide is loads. That's a huge percentage, and that's a good thing. And I ordered one from Misha, which is a Korean one.
Mm-hmm.
And I got it, and it's all in Korean, so I can't. There's no ingredient list, so I don't know what.
Oh, you don't know if it's
screens are in it, but I think it's Tinazorb.
Okay.
Tinazorb is one of the best chemical sunscreens because it's unreactive, it doesn't cause allergies, and it's really broad spectrum. So
okay.
It protects against all of the all UVA
the
and UVB
right.
rays.
Okay.
So the chemical sunscreens that you want to avoid if you've got sensitive skin are octocrylene, homosalate, avobenzene, oxybenzone, octinoxate, oxybenzene, PABA, PABA, and helioplex apparently are problematic.
Okay.
And this is quite a lot of this information has come from a lady called Ellen Marmer, who's a dermatologist who has sensitive skin, and she's written a lot about
all
this stuff. So if you want to Google Ellen Marmer, she's got information.
How do you spell her name?
M-A-R-M-U-R.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a bit of a shame, really. But find a mineral sunscreen that's not horrific, and wear a hat when you go out in the sun all the time, or live somewhere that doesn't have any sunlight.
So we live in Wales and we're 50.
So. Yeah. What else can we do?
Exactly.
So then lanolin. Mineral oil was on the list. I read somewhere it can cause. But and you'd think mineral oil, like Vaseline, is going to be pretty low impact. But apparently... If you're wondering if something's got a potential to cause allergy, then head to EWG. So that is like, what is it called? The European Working Group. So they put ratings online for every single chemical that's in anything.
Wow.
And will give you a rating for its allergenicity. So mineral oil apparently is bad. Lanolin, that's particularly allergenic. So I double checked the sort of a bunch of oils, and sunflower seed oil, that's low allergenicity. Borage oil, sea buckthorn oil.
Oh, cool.
They're all okay. Squalene, that's okay.
Okay. Low they're off. All the cheapies as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, get aren't them they? From anywhere. Yeah, yeah. Although our friend Ellie, who's got eczema, said that the squalene I told her to buy gave her a rash.
Did it?
I was like, I almost don't believe you. That can't be true. But I guess you can be allergic to anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems so innocuous, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, boring, even.
You want to have something that nobody reacts to at all. Everyone's definitely going to be okay with this one thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think it exists. Like, I think you could be sensitive to anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, like, it must be really frustrating. Like, you think you're okay, you're cool, then you flare up, and you don't know if it's to something that happened, you know, if it was a stress.
Or, you know, can,
or
yes,
was
exactly.
It that you went out in the sun, or was it something you put in your face?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like... And then you disclude something that you put on your face, but actually it might not have been that.
Yeah, something environmental or...
Because it could have been you stood in the shower for too long.
Yeah.
Or something like that. It must be really frustrating. So unsurprisingly, essential oils, fragrance are really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So any essential oils, if you see linalool or whatever it is, geraniol on an ingredients list, then that's essential oils or fragrance.
So linalool is...
Linalool,
okay. I did wonder what that was.
Yeah, it's like a sort of lemony scented molecule.
Right, okay.
And menthol, mint, peppermint, obviously, they're going to be irritating. I think that would be quite obvious.
No, I don't think it would be to a lot of people. Well, menthol, yes.
Yeah.
But I think the whole essential oils on your face thing, no, that's not obvious to a lot of people, I don't think.
It's like the worst.
Yeah, because people associate essential oils with like...
Nature.
Calming and nature, yeah. And yeah.
Yeah.
So it might not be.
No,
I think perhaps to like seasoned listeners of this and, you know, followers of you, it would be. But maybe in general, no.
No, I know. It's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, I was in my mum's house yesterday having coffee, and I found, she went, oh, have you heard of this skincare company? And it's a woman's name. I'm going to say Emma something, and I can't remember. She said, look, it's really expensive. And it was all...
Oh, my God.
30 mils of stuff for at least sort of... You know, upwards of say £38, so sort of NIOD-ish prices.
Yeah.
Did
you start ranting and raving at her?
No, it was just you can hardly. There's not an actual ingredients list there, but it was all based on the fact that this woman is an essential oils mixer. That's what she does. So I would buy her candles. But
yes.
Now tell us.
Yeah. So drops to put on my dishcloth, maybe?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, or my baby's pillow. Lovely.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do that.
Wouldn't you?
No.
Oh, I put thieves oil on Purdy's
thieves
bed.
Thieves oil? What's that?
On Purdy's bed sheet. It's Hayden's mum, my boyfriend's mum, mixes oil. It's an acronym.
Oh.
So it's got all these different oil
sounds
extracts.
Really, really nice.
Yeah.
Thieves oil.
I don't know whether it's me psychosomantic, but for me I think she has more of a lie in when I put it on her bed sheets.
Really?
She's woken up half an hour later than usual. This is probably bollocks. Anyway, I don't put it on her face.
No.
She wouldn't have it.
So what is good for sensitive skin? What can we rely on to sort of be okay? Well, I think you need to be suspicious of everything.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently Bisabol, which is a molecule from chamomile, which calms the skin down.
Okay.
Calendula, oat, sort of colloidal oat, you get it in vino.
Mm-hmm.
Panthenol, shea butter, manuka honey, allantoin, and then those oils I mentioned. So borage oil, sea buckthorn, cucumber seed oil, apparently.
Okay.
And that list comes from honestyforyourskin.com.
Okay.
Which is another bloggy thing. So I think, you know, You can probably make your own skincare a little bit if you're, you know, having problems with skincare you buy. Because skincare you buy is going to have preservatives mm-hmm. in it, and they're quite often irritating.
I was thinking, even if you are going to have, you know, the Aveeno, which is yeah. supposed to be
it'll have a preservative
good for yeah. sensitive skin, isn't
or
it?
Or might have a mineral oil in it, yeah. and that might be causing issues.
Mm.
Yeah. So, you know, if you make your own cosmetics, just have them fresh. Try and make them fresh every day.
Yeah.
Like, I used to make my own shampoo out of rye flour. That went really well.
Did it?
Yeah. Yeah, it sort of becomes like a natural saponin in water. It sort of goes a little bit soapy.
Oh, wow.
And it was really messy, though.
Yeah.
So we just, like, had, like, a paste that I'd put in some apple cider vinegar and some water and then used it as a shampoo.
Wow.
And your skin goes really smooth and shiny, but then you...
Is this for your hair now, or your face?
Yeah, you could definitely use it for your face, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. The pH of rye in water is really low.
Right, okay.
So it's a great thing to use for your skin.
No way.
Yeah.
Rye flour, that's interesting.
Yeah. But it was just, you know, rye flour everywhere. I've still got a big jar of it in my bathroom, waiting.
Bet Max goes mad. Yeah, oh, like, it smells like a bakery.
Why is the drain so clogged again? I don't know. Mysterious, isn't it?
So, really, that's a kind of a sad outcome, is just make your own, though. Surely there's got to be brands which are pioneering for sensitive skin.
Yeah. I don't know.
Aveeno's the big one, but then it's not overly ethical, is it? Can't get it all.
Aveeno. Yeah. Aveeno, yeah. I thought you said Aveda, which is terrible. It's just thinly veiled nonsense.
Is it? Aveda?
Yeah.
It's just well marketed.
Oh, yeah, it's like, oh, it's all really natural, but...
I didn't even know they did skincare. I thought it was just hair.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. They do hair.
All right.
That's got like silicones in it and stuff.
Great.
Which is, you know, not ideal.
Not for that price.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and they've got cheap ingredients in and essential oils. It does smell nice. What else did I put? Patch test. So, you know,
okay.
Buy something that looks good on the packet. You know, read the ingredients. It's just like, it just becomes incredibly draining, I should imagine. You just like, you're trying to figure out what it is. You read the ingredients list. That looks okay.
Do you think that brands perhaps use the blanket statement for sensitive skin when they don't really know what that
anything.
Means?
Hypoallergenic, I don't think, means anything.
What does that mean? What do you have to have done to be able to put hypoallergenic on your
I don't know. Maybe
bottle?
They have to, like... Apparently it's meaningless, but
right.
maybe they have to, like, you know, avoid some of the main... allergenic things that we know about, like fragrance and alcohol. That could be quite nasty, alcohol. But yeah, patch test as much as you can. So, you know, put something on your skin for a long period of time and see if it causes a problem. That could help.
Okay.
Maybe like in your hairline or behind your ear or something.
Who's talking about that? Where did I see that, where someone said their skin around their scalp was starting to get really sort of rashy, and someone said it's probably your shampoo then, and it's something that the person hadn't thought about.
Ooh.
Obviously I guess that? Maybe wouldn't, it's like spots around the head, so it's not exactly in the scalp, but it's around the hairline. But I suppose because if you're spending that much time and effort really investing into your skincare,
you need to think about your shampoo.
Are you still not using shampoo then?
Like, I use Hair is Fabric
once
a week, just to give it a little
oomph.
Yeah, and it works amazing. Yeah, sometimes, you know, I could skip that 1 week and it would be okay. I just use conditioner. Yeah.
Wow.
Like silicone free conditioner. Yeah, it's fine.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and it doesn't start to smell old, your hair?
Well, I use conditioner, which smells nice. So
okay.
I sort of wash it with conditioner.
Okay.
Get a big load of conditioner on it and massage it in, and it seems to work. Yeah, it seems to work really well.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, yeah, stress. Avoid stress.
Okay.
Simply relax constantly. It's easy. Just relax.
Just...
Are you relaxed?
Throw in the towel at work. Yeah. Just leave your job. Yeah. Don't worry about
There's
it.
There's no reason to not be... It's the most irritating thing you could possibly say.
Yeah, calm down.
Am I calm? I feel calm. What do you mean?
Just calm down.
We were trying to get pregnant and people just go, oh, you need to relax. When you relax, that's when it'll happen.
God. I'm going to punch you
in the
face.
Number of times I heard that, it was just people obviously needed to say something for some reason. And that was what everyone said.
What, if you could advise someone on how to
relax.
Approach somebody who's had issues with fertility.
Yeah. What should you say? Oh, that's bloody shit, that is. Oh, yeah. Bless you.
Yeah.
That sounds bloody awful.
Yes.
That's what you say.
Yeah.
And the person goes, it is bloody awful. And then they go, yeah, that is awful, you poor thing.
Yeah.
And that's it. You just want people to sort of commiserate with you and just go, oh, you poor bastard. And and you go, I am a poor bastard, aren't I? Well, you are.
Yeah. And now look at
there's
you.
There's no need to try and solve the problem for me with stupid advice.
I can understand men doing it because men like to try and problem solve and give practical advice. But if a woman did it to another woman,
all the time, or just stop talking to me. Just try and avoid talking to me altogether. That happened a few times.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so we expect, any more? Any, little patch of tiny feet? And I go, yeah, we're infertile. It's not happening. We're looking into IVF, actually. And people go, and then just silence.
Yeah.
What? And now you make
not
me feel
farting,
like a weirdo.
By the way. Knee has got
the leather sofa. Yeah.
It's really.
Just
It's just weird and rude, isn't it?
Yeah.
Those two things.
Yeah.
But now look at you.
Yeah, now I'm pregnant.
Look at me now.
Look at me now. I'm more fertile than I ever hoped to be.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And then everyone's saying, that's because you relaxed.
Yeah.
I'm
that money on IVF and all you need to do is relax.
Just relax. I was I was really relaxed. But then when we got pregnant during the IVF, I was extremely stressed.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can get pregnant when you're stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's bollocks. I don't know. Stress affects everything, doesn't it?
I just tend not to ask people about children or plans for children.
Yeah,
it's just
rude,
a golden rule.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It is because I have one, so the natural assumption is that I can't have any more.
Yeah. No, and you're like
it's just no, just
well, this one's so dreadful. I just didn't want any more. Well, this one's so great that I couldn't do any better. I don't know what the reason is.
That's kind of what I think, actually. When I see my daughter, I think, oh, you're so great.
Yeah, how could I possibly
Can't top that.
Yeah, you do feel like, oh, I couldn't have another one because I'd feel bad for the first one.
Yeah.
Because she takes up all my time.
Yeah.
How can I do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a lot of guilt involved in general.
Yeah. Just the moral of the story is don't ask. Don't ask anyone.
No.
If they want to tell you, they'll tell you. There we go.
No, talk about something else, I think, isn't it? Yeah.
We're British. We talk about the weather till the cats come bloody home.
It's raining again.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Today was lovely.
Hope it doesn't rain later. Me too.
Why is it so British that when you go, oh, it's a beautiful day, isn't it? And go, yeah, we've seen the forecast for the rest of the week. Then, it's like you... bastard.
No.
We don't need to hear that.
Apparently there's a polar vortex coming.
Shut up. Yeah, Hayden was talking about cyclones.
Yeah.
Last night.
It sounds cool.
Yeah, it does sound cool, doesn't
it?
No, it won't
be.
It'll be
horrible.
It might be cold.
Yeah.
Okay, so patch testing.
Oh, it goes on and on and on. Sorry. Look at this essay I wrote last night. I was started reading this study. And I will link it that as well. And it was all about stress,
okay,
and skin and aging.
Okay.
Basically,
don't
it's
do
not
any of
good.
Don't age.
No, no, no. So this statement I wrote down. I didn't paraphrase it. I wrote it down word for word because it was so oh God. So caregivers of demented relatives needed 20% more time for complete dermal wound healing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how much stress affects skin and healing.
Wow.
It takes you like a fifth longer than everyone else to heal, because obviously having caring for a very, very ill relative is extremely stressful.
Oh.
Yeah. I know.
Someone I know's husband had pretty early onset.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. He probably, I think, showed signs when he's about 57, 58.
Oh yeah, that is young, isn't it?
Yeah. It is really, really, that's just awful. What a hot, that's so sad.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you what a direct...
Giving so much of yourself. Yeah. That you can't even heal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really sad. So yeah, so stress, anxiety, short-term and long-term stress all have an effect on skin health in relation to skin disorders and general skin health, may contribute to aging itself. But obviously there's a lot of factors involved. Chronic sleep deprivation is so bad for your skin.
Again, when people like to tell you that you look tired when you have young children, so that is scientifically proven, you are going to look
tired,
like shite, and be sleep deprived.
Yeah, sleep deprived.
And it's also never okay to tell anyone
contributes
that.
Contributes to pigmentation as well.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, that could explain lots of things for
me. Yeah, I know. It's like we have... Yeah, like my pigmentation wasn't there until I had Mary. Because I had Susie. She, fine, no pigmentation.
Wow.
But Mary, I was like really badly sleep deprived. Like 2 hours a night for like over a year.
Isn't that amazing that it's almost like that's an imprint of trauma?
Yeah.
On your face, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm not surprised. I was like asking people like in a weird way.
You
like,
were loopy. You like, just were.
When will I die? Will it be soon? People go, Nia, are you okay? No, visibly not. Of course I'm not. Will somebody help me?
I just don't know how you did it.
I don't know. Like, I'm seeing things.
Because I remember meeting up with you for a walk and you're like, I had 40 minutes sleep. I'm like, but why are you here then?
Flipping out. Well, there's nothing else I could do.
Yeah, that's just mad. If I'd had 40 minutes sleep, I don't know.
No, I know.
And you're up and you're dressed and your shoes matched. I would have driven in a car in
but
reverse.
But I was suicidal.
Yeah.
I wanted to die.
We're laughing. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
It's really not.
It's quite funny, though.
It's.
I can only laugh
when
at
you
it.
Look back at it, it's funny.
But I'm pregnant again.
Yeah. That's a nervous laugh she's
I'm
doing.
I'm so frightened. I've got PTSD. If it happens again, I think I will die.
Don't worry. Ellie and I will be here. You'll have help.
Yeah,
we'll help you.
We will. I don't know how.
I'll just take your other children.
Me go to bed.
I'll take your other children away.
Mm.
Give them a fun time.
So the sensitive skin. So basically, these poor people have to have a relaxed time out of the sun. Not too hot. Not too cold. Mm.
Don't.
Not too wet.
Not too windy.
No.
Forget the wind. You've got to sit in a special...
No skincare.
Yeah.
No suggestions of any skincare that could help, necessarily. But it's up to the individual to sort of figure out what it is themselves.
Do you know what must really suck? If someone finds their absolute perfect combo...
Yes, and then they discontinue it.
Either that or they just change the formula. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Imagine finding your holy grail of sensitive
that's
skin.
What this lady who emailed said about, she was like, I got it. I always landed,
oh,
and then
no.
they changed something.
What was she using then?
Dermatologica.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, and they sort of started changing formulas because they do. They always will.
Oh, that's so sad. Yeah. And with something like Dermatologica as well, that seems to me like a real stalwart of sensitive skin.
But I think it's a big company. I think if you've got a small company, they will give a shit. Like, Ishtar Skin Lights, they had a cleanser, and I haven't bought it, but there's the thistle oil one.
Yeah.
And there's, I read the reviews. The reviews weren't very good. And I was like, oh no, what's going on there? And they were like, I don't know why you're marketing this for sensitive skin. You put essential oils in it. And then Ishtar Skin Lights written underneath, sorry, we've taken that out now.
No
That's gone.
No way.
Yeah. They gave, they listened and they gave a shit. And I think, Deciem always seemed to. They seem to do that, don't they? You know, they'll enough people stop complaining about something.
I would think that Ishtar Skin Lights seem very geared towards... When you just read their ingredients,
yeah.
I did a fake shop, you know, where you just add loads of stuff to your basket and then don't check
like
out.
A wank. Skincare wank.
It was terrible. I was like, bye-bye,
like
bye,
when I
bye,
look
bye.
At a pizza shop menu.
Yeah.
I don't want to buy anything, but I...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it does, it looked... The ingredients look lovely, calm, natural, but not shit natural.
And they always put the pHs of things on there, and everything's vegan. And
they seem to have expanded their line quite
a lot,
haven't
they? Yeah,
they're
bringing out new products that sound really interesting.
Yeah, and their combinations of things sound really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, they've got a moisturising serum. I'm like, oh man, that's a catch-all. That seems to have a lot of really great stuff.
That's what I want.
Yeah, because I'm getting a bit lazy now. I'm just like, man, I've got
to just put one thing on my face now, please. Yeah.
So yeah, maybe look into Ishtar Skin Lights. I know you're a big champion of them, aren't you?
Yeah.
And what about Deciem then? Because they seem to have a lot of the things that would trigger sensitive.
Well, they
skin
don't have
issues.
Fragrance. They don't put alcohol in things.
No, I guess not.
Propandiol, which is in a lot of their stuff. Some people react to that, but that's quite low on...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I remember someone saying that on... It was on a Skincare with Friends comment on Instagram. Someone said, I can't use a lot of Deciem stuff
because of the propandiol.
Was it propandiol?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that's a very common allergen.
Right, okay.
But yeah, it might be. And then if it is, then that's an issue.
Okay.
Yeah.
But also, would be easier for them because, A, they list their... They list their ingredients, and a lot of their things consist of one, two, or three components.
Yes,
so
exactly. That's it, isn't it? You need a short ingredient list.
Yes, because that must real suck ass as well if you're going into Boots and you're just standing there reading ingredients for bloody ages.
Why have you put so many things in here?
Yes, exactly. So that must be a godsend, you know. Companies like you said, the smaller companies who do give a damn and will listen.
Yeah. That you could message. And like, I messaged, do you remember I was saying about that IT Cosmetics Miracle Water?
Yeah.
Saying that it had 60,000 ingredients, including diamond, retinol, squalene, turmeric, pearl,
cheese, gravel,
cocaine. It's got everything in there that you could possibly think of. So I put on a comment on their Instagram saying, can you tell me the pH of this, please?
Yes.
Because I'm writing this cleanser list. I don't think I'm going to sell it. I think I'm just going to put it on the Facebook group. Yeah.
Well, you know how I feel about that. I've made my feelings clear.
I don't think it's going to make me rich.
So. Well, yeah, but, you know. Time,
but you know, it's annoying because I spent so much time on it. I want everyone to read it. Like, I don't want to have to sort of try and market it. No, I'll just give it to people. It's fine. Yeah. So, and they wrote back saying they're not going to tell me
because they don't know. Because it must be nigh on impossible to tell the pH of something that there's 12 billion things.
All they need to do is get a bit of pH paper and stick it in.
Yeah, but
do that. But they made up some sort of nonsense about it. Like, oh, no, we're not going to tell you because it's a proprietary something or other, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, okay, I've messaged other companies and they've told me perfectly happily.
Was it really expensive as well?
Me. Yeah, I think it's like £28 or something.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of money. But it was, So I was like, well, you have not made me like you now.
And
I'm not, if I was thinking about buying it, definitely not going to buy it now.
No, not for all the cheese and cocaine in the world.
No. Screw you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have we said everything we could say?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know if we've been very helpful, as usual.
Do you know what? I think you have been really helpful. It's never going to be, like, great news. If you've got sensitive skin, there are so many triggers. And you've probably, if you are around our age, you've probably gone through the list of...
And then it changes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it changes. You change.
Yeah. It gets worse with ageing, apparently. Which is great, because it's hormones, isn't it?
Yeah. But the good news is that companies listen now when you feedback They listen. Their smaller ingredients list are smaller. There's not...
Yeah, there's not just L'Oreal and Nivea, which, you know, heavily fragranced. Constantly changing their formulas. Trying to figure out what the ingredients were of La Roche-Posay. It was just impossible because they changed the name slightly and the ingredients are different every year. It's like, well,
I've
got
to say, when I'm looking at something to buy it, my thing is I will just get put off by loads of ingredients, not a particular one.
Yeah.
I will look at one in particular and go, oh, I'm not buying that. It's just, oh, it's got more than 15. I'm not sure if I can be bothered now.
What
which is terribly lazy. Yeah. What is it doing? And, you know, tell the truth as well. Tell the truth, be transparent. This is what's wonderful about the skincare
revolution
world now, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's great that there is that transparency. And hopefully you will find something that suits you.
Yeah. Even if you're having to strain your own chamomile petals.
God, how annoying. Oh, my God. That reminds me of... I was in a coffee shop with my daughter today, and she relates... I went to get some coffee for Hayden, and my daughter relates in her mind, the coffee shop with those Pom Bear crisps.
Yes.
Because I've been past before and bought them. So she's like, chippies. I was like, okay, well, we actually have some of those at home.
Oh,
but but she was just holding on to the chippies anyway. The chippies.
And then
this really, like, a real sort of John Lewis family came in. Do you know what I mean? They had a gilet, North Face gilet. They were really pleasant and really lovely people, but they had a daughter the same age. And she said, can I have those crisps as well? And then the mum and dad said, no, we never have those. And they made a real meal.
And you were like, I'm buying her the chippies.
No, I'm buying my daughter the chippies now. And then I found myself going, but we're not going to have them until 5 o'clock, are we? And I thought, yes, you bloody are. You open them as soon as you walk out the coffee shop. Why am I lying?
Oh, my God.
Why am I pretending? My daughter will eat the chippies. It's fine.
Yeah, I used to eat all of the chippies. Yeah. I had chips every single day of my entire life.
What, crisps or chippies?
Chips.
Oh, chips.
Which is the same essential thing, isn't it?
Yeah, just dried.
Just like, we're having our chips today. Mum, make me some chips. Yay, chips.
The reason I got...
Well, I'm absolutely fine. I'm not obese.
And the reason that I got into that family is because they probably do strain their own...
Chamomile leaves.
Chamomile. No, they probably don't actually. They probably just buy expensive shit in a jar.
Yeah.
But, you know... Anyway, don't feel bad. If you give your kids chips, it's okay.
Yeah. God, yeah.
Oh, and then I read that mum blog about, am I rubbish because I give my kid ... It's just a really popular thing. So I've now on Instagram blocked all.
Yeah.
Because so I can't look for things that make me angry.
Yeah.
Because life's too short.
Don't make me feel bad about myself. I'm trying to relax.
Also, since when is giving freezer food bad parenting?
I don't know if freezer food is fresh.
I just calm down.
Yeah.
You just can't bake a fresh shepherd's pie every day of the week.
Day.
And it also doesn't make you crap if you open a freezer. I don't understand.
Nope.
Why are we being weird?
Just
Why are
give
we
yourself putting, a break.
Give yourself a break.
Do whatever you want to do.
Kids love fish fingers.
Isn't it like somebody was... No, yeah, somebody was saying they'd been on a mental health course, and the mental health, the psychologist who was giving the course was like, give yourself a bloody break. Have a glass of wine. Do what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Let it go. You know, don't try and be good all the time.
Yeah.
Just do whatever you feel like. Sod it.
That's
once
great.
In a while.
That's a great mental health talk. That's lovely.
I quite like. Yeah, I was like, oh yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, don't feel bad because you haven't done the housework.
What's
fuck
it?
Basically,
is it cortisol? What's the stress?
Yeah,
hormone?
Cortisol. Yeah.
So someone was telling me that in this day and age, our bodies aren't supposed to. So you know when the body releases the cortisol hormone, it's only supposed to do certain amounts.
At certain times,
and because of the stressful lives we live in our jobs, it's doing it far more.
Yeah,
is that right?
Definitely,
than ever before. So that's got to have a horrible.
It's meant to be
effect.
Like rock bottom in the night, and you know, it's not anymore because we've got so much going on.
And people blame social media and smartphones and all the rest of it, right?
Yeah, stressful jobs, I suppose, yeah.
A good one to end on then is if you do find yourself feeling stressed, ashwagandha. We did a podcast
ashwagandha,
on it before,
yeah,
but it
yeah.
is just so good.
Just have some chips.
Have some chips. Have some chips. Put some...
Ashwagandha.
Hayden's making a really nice hot chocolate with a tiny bit of turmeric in it, cocoa, yeah. ashwagandha, and...
Is that the bitter one?
It's slightly bitter, okay. So that's why you need some of the lucuma or lucuma to, like,
yeah,
sweeten it up.
On it. You'll have to make me one of these drinks.
It's
I never
really,
even had one, and we were going on about it.
It's just so calming. Yeah. It doesn't taste like a hot chocolate.
Because we were drinking gin at the time, probably.
Yeah, exactly. We were battered. Anyway, Wales won the Grand
yes!
Slam of rugby. That's
Wales.
The big news.
Did we win it as well? It was good.
Do you know what? I didn't actually watch the match because my daughter insisted on watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, we had the children sitting under a blanket on the floor looking at
did
iPads.
You? Oh,
we didn't make
no.
them do. That's what they opted to do. They were welcome to do anything they wanted.
I actually did watch Scotland versus England though, which
oh,
was
did
an
you?
Amazing.
Was it good?
Oh,
I didn't
oh,
see that
my
one.
God, it was amazing.
Who won? I don't even know that.
It was a draw.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so it's 38 all in the end, 38-38.
Oh, my God, that's quite a high score
okay,
as well.
Okay, but 40 minutes, so into half time, it was 31-0 to England.
Whoa.
So in the last 45 minutes.
Oh, Scotland could have
oh,
pinched
God,
it.
They did so well. England scored
really
a try
good.
In a
yeah.
conversion in the last minute.
Yeah, Ireland got the last try. They got a try
right.
in the last seconds of the game.
Oh, my God.
They were zero up until, like, the last
wow,
few wait. Minutes.
Sorry, this is so
yeah,
boring, but Wales is a rugby nation, I'm afraid.
So well done, Wales.
And just a horrible news worldwide, really. Just
I know,
New
yeah.
Zealand, just
it's awful,
the most hideous.
Isn't it? Yeah.
yeah. So if we do have any listeners, Australia, New Zealand, just like to say we're thinking about you.
Yeah, everyone's thinking about you.
Everyone is thinking about you.
Yeah.
Such an outpouring of love, isn't it, worldwide?
Mm, and, it is, really.
Yes, just like the mental health person says, do what makes you happy
yeah.
because, you know... Nothing
unless
is...
it's killing people.
Oh, yeah, which I doubt made that bastard
no.
happy. He just gave him
yeah.
some notoriety. But, you know,
mm.
yeah, it's a,
yeah.
It was a sad
give yourself
time.
And everyone else a big hug.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, should we go?
Yeah, let's
go. On and on and on.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry to rub it in your face, but I'm going to have a huge glass of wine
shut
when
up,
I go home. Sorry.
and I'm going to type up names of cosmetic chemicals.
Yeah.
Chemicals and molecules joined together says colicles.
Colicles, yeah, it's cool. Colicules.
I'm going to type up colicles and drink water.
Don't worry, I wrote an email to Hayden the other day and I wanted to, and I put in the body of the email or the subject line, I wanted to write builder, but it was actually someone, a plumber, to install a boiler and I wrote boiler.
Boilder?
Yeah. He just went, you dickhead.
Oh.
The boilder is brilliant.
Yes,
that's perfect.
That's what you meant.
That's what
yeah.
I meant. I didn't mean plumber.
So,
that's my life.
We'll see you in the Facebook group.
Yeah, bye
Hooray.
Guys. Ta-da.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.